Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 11. Today we have world champion Mike Berry with us.
Down here at BLC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Oi! When you're out there doing you, remember this. They respect you more when you're the official you. Introducing Oi Brand, apparel for those who dress to impress and empower. Oi!
Mac and Nelly in this. All up in your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
Feel me?
Feel me?
Feel me? Feel me?
Feel me? Keep rolling.
What up?
Hi,
what's
Mac?
Good? Episode 11.
Episode 11.
We're fucking here.
We were on Black in the City podcast. That was fun.
Shout out to them. That was hella fun. Them ladies are.
That was
amazing.
Nice interview.
I enjoyed that.
Definitely. You guys go subscribe to them, Black in the City podcast. Today we have Bugatti with us.
Yeah.
Bugatti in the building. Boom, boom, boom.
Come on.
Mike Berry's with us today, you guys. So you can talk whenever you want now since we introduced you. Just feel free. Feel free to
chime in on all this shit.
Okay.
But we'll get to the guest segment later. But so, haven't been watching Grown-ish?
I haven't been watching
Grown-ish. Is actually funny. It's a spinoff of Black-ish and Yara Shahidi. I don't know if I'm saying it. She's really cute. Really cute little girl. She's like, what, 19? So I really like it. It's funny. And then Chloe and Haley, the two sisters that sing, they're in it and they're pretty fucking funny. And Trevor Jackson's in it too. They're all young.
I'm gonna have to check it out.
It's
Do I have to have watched Blackish?
No.
To like, okay, I can just go straight into it.
Yep.
All right.
Definitely.
Keep that.
Yes.
Shit, that Black Panther on the way. Hey.
I know.
Hey.
The niggas said we're going on the 12th. When does it come out?
The niggas.
What? These
go on a Tuesday because at AMC is $5 Tuesday.
Oh, no. He has some little pass thing. He sent me a picture. I was like, sure, I guess.
Niggas talking about bringing soul food place to the movie. Yeah, look, just go watch the fucking movie. You niggas so extra. God damn.
Super Bowl weekend and my birthday is tomorrow. Hey. And my son's birthday is today. My youngest son.
Happy birthday.
He's 6. Shout out to Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mikey.
Hey.
Mike, come on. That's a great day, man. Name
all
greatness.
Michaels are assholes. And, yeah, it's a good week.
Who you got in the Super Bowl?
I want the Eagles to win for Sean.
Mm-hmm.
For Sean Cotton.
Sean Cotton. Yeah,
because I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, I
haven't watched an NFL game this year.
Honestly, I just want the Patriots to win. I hate when they fucking win.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, so.
Fuck Tom Brady. Fuck Bruce Belichick. All those motherfuckers in that fucking team.
So, the Grammys were recently too, and Bruno Mars won Best Song and Album of the Year.
Hey.
We were just talking about how filthy his album was.
He deserved it.
Definitely. I loved that album.
So,
they got it right.
Armful of Awards. I didn't even watch the Grammys.
So. Yeah, but he killed it.
K-Dot did his thing.
Yeah, I heard he killed
Shout
it.
He didn't win?
No, he won.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, because that was a good album. Damn.
Yeah.
I tore my Achilles to Element, though. And I have not been able to listen to that shit since.
Hey, and that was your fucking shit when it came out.
Oh, my God.
That was your shit.
Yeah, that's hard, though.
Oh, I was sprinting, and I was listening to my headphones, and, oh. And so I would have heard it snap if I wouldn't have had, because everyone always asks me if I heard it snap.
Mm-hmm. But you was slapping.
But I know I would have, because the way I fell and the way, if my foot fell from under me, like, I would have definitely heard it. But I was listening to fucking Element. And I love that song. I cannot listen to that song. I'm like traumatized. I hear like, no.
Speaking of Achilles, man, Boogie Cousins is out for the season.
Man, I know. And I see that. Every time I see that injury now, I be like, dang, he got my injury.
That hurts for Boogie because he's a bigger dude.
Whoa.
And it's going to be hard
a lot
for
of weight.
Him, man.
Yeah.
He's not just not, he can't gain no weight. Mm-hmm.
Is this his song? Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
Do not move. Don't make no movements.
Like, I was going hella fast, too.
Kevin Love just broke his hand, too.
He's out for 6 to 8.
John Wall's out for 2 months.
Man.
He's getting some knee work.
Well, that's sports.
That's sports.
Damn, that sucks. So that's a fucked up injury.
Yeah.
I haven't been. I gotta rehab my shit better too, cause I didn't get the surgery, so my shit could snap again.
If I tore my Achilles, it's over for me. I'm gonna be on my 600 pound life.
Yeah.
Over for you.
It's over for me, bro.
If I tear my Achilles.
Oh, don't even say it.
Yeah, I'm knocking that. There
no,
you
fuck that.
Chill with that.
Not knocking with God is not gonna do that. That's not cool. I don't need my foot. Hey,
good health, good wealth.
You need your foot.
I don't need it. Foot. He was like, bitch, sit your ass down. Fuck you think you is. So yeah. Tea time.
Tea time.
Hey my loves. I am asking that you stand with me and boycott Netflix for gender bias and color bias. I was offered a $500,000 deal last week to do a comedy special. However, Amy Schumer was offered $11 million, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle $20 million. Then Amy Schumer went back and renegotiated $2 more million because she said, I shouldn't get what the men are getting, they're legends. However, I should get more, and Netflix agreed. When we asked Netflix to explain the difference, why the money was so different, they said, well, we believe that's what Monique will bring. We said, well, what about my resume? They said, we don't go off of resumes. Then we asked them, what was it about Amy Schumer? And they said, well, she sold out Madison Square Garden twice, and she had a big movie over the summer. Is that not Amy Schumer's resume? And then Netflix said, by the way, we believe Monique is a legend too. Why shouldn't I get what the legends are getting? Please stand with me in this boycott of Netflix. I love us for real.
Okay, Monique calls for a boycott of Netflix. See, you know what? I'm so on the fence about this because it sucks that I think we're all, like, most people feel the same way about this. They're like, girl, please. But then I feel bad, too. I'm like, dang, really? No one's really behind her. Man. She got no love on that.
We love you, baby. You a queen of comedy. You know what I'm saying?
I never saw the Queens of Comedy. I'm not even going to lie.
She's one of the originals.
But Netflix is life, fam. I don't even fuck with Hulu or shit, but she wants... I don't know. There's too many black folks on Netflix just to boycott for one black person.
So Monique explains that her team brought up Amy Schumer's $11 million offer and asked why there was such a... Why she was only going to... She was getting offered, what was it, $500,000?
See, I seen a post that said she actually got offered $3 million.
Right. I saw that post too, but...
I don't know how true
I didn't read into it.
Yeah, I didn't read into it. But yeah, $500,000
okay. So new reports
said.
After this whole fiasco went down... Now reports are coming out saying that Netflix offered around $3 million but required that she come in and audition. She refused, resulting in Netflix offering $500,000 for no audition. Now that's some bullshit, bitch. You better take that $3 million.
Take the $3 million, kill it.
Go in there and audition. They're trying to make sure, because you really haven't done shit. Maybe they're just trying to make sure you got some shit to talk about.
Or if you
haven't
been doing shit, it's not on nobody's radar.
Man, the last shit she was in was probably Precious.
The last thing I remember, she did that special at the prison, at the women's prison. She did a comedy special, and it was.
Get the fuck out
of
here.
I don't think it's going to get a lot of looks, though, man. If Monique's son got a new comedy, I don't think people's looking for that.
Yeah. But I mean, but if you are offering Amy Schumer, who be stealing jokes and shit, $11 million. But at the same time, she does have the audience, I'm sure. So it was just, I don't know. I don't want to talk bad about her, because I'm not trying to say that she doesn't deserve more than $500,000. That's what, I don't think anyone was saying that. Some people were saying that, but I wasn't saying that. I just, bitch, don't ask me to fucking boycott for some shit to make you more money. Right. You got me fucked up, nigga. Like,
put money in our pockets.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Motherfuckers is not even paying for their Netflix account. You know what I'm saying?
I don't pay for my shit. I don't make them
decisions.
And
you're asking niggas to do that, so.
I can't just call like, yo, Monique.
And why
help.
Are you just now speaking out about, like, gender bias? Like, that's been since the beginning of time. And now you're talking about it because it affects your pockets? No. You ain't access to boycott for shit else that didn't have anything to do with you.
And she's still getting paid, though.
Right. And you could have got $3 million.
Man, let me get $500,000 off her. I mean, I understand she know her worth, you know, knowing your worth, but...
What? Yeah, definitely know your worth.
You talking to some motherfuckers.
Don't involve us.
You want us to boycott, man. We ain't seen $500,000 in a lot.
Ask your black peers, colleagues, and shit, like, to boycott and not us. What are you doing? But whatever. I don't know. That was weird. Oprah's speech prompted people to nominate her early for the 2020 presidential ballot. Winfrey, who was honored with the Cecil B. DeMille Award for her lifetime achievements, spoke about the injustices women and minorities have faced and promised change. I don't know if I said that name right, but Oprah's president? I don't think Oprah will want to be president. Does she want to be president?
I don't think. Yeah, I think she just want to be in the cut. Oprah, like, laying low.
So, okay.
She don't like a lot of cameras, you know. Oprah be under the radar.
She said she didn't have plans to run, but Stedman, the nigga, said it's up to the people. She would absolutely do
like,
it.
Bitch, fucking make me trying to run. Go get that check.
A black woman president?
That's some TV shit. Definitely.
That would be
24
crazy.
24 hours Jack Bauer shit. They got my mama.
I don't think they're ready for that.
If anyone could do it, though, it would be Oprah.
Or Michelle.
Because what are you going to say to Oprah? I mean.
Oprah got her own
what the
money.
Fuck? But Michelle. But you're definitely going to talk bad about Michelle. They talked bad about her.
They talked hella bad about Michelle already. Oh. The Rock was talking about running, too. Nigga, like, chill, bro. Like,
man, anybody can run. Donald Trump's president, you know what I'm saying? So
when I get old enough, I'm running.
Come on.
I know I got the Washington vote. Fast. Washington's fucking with me.
Oh,
yeah,
my
goodness.
Yeah,
get the whole Pacific Northwest to P&W, man, that Oregon, Washington.
Exactly.
If she's running, I'm voting for her. If she wins, if she's running, I'll vote for her, though. I would. A Martin reboot may be on the way. The 1992. Dang. I was five. Y'all little niggas wasn't even born yet, were you?
I was three.
One.
This nigga wasn't. I know you wasn't, bitch.
I was three.
I was fresh.
Ooh, I was old. I'm the big homie in here.
The big little homie.
You said what? 7 or 8? Yeah. Okay, fine.
Shut that down. Hold on.
No, right. Hey, I'm OG.
Right, he's like 7 or 8. Tommy's dead.
Yeah.
So I wonder how they would do that.
He died at work.
Cole's still out here.
Tommy was definitely a drug dealer.
Tommy was a drug dealer, so he died at work.
Yeah. Drug deal gone wrong.
Drug deal gone wrong.
R.I.P.
That nigga always had juice. That nigga was always doing something.
That would be filthy. You think it would be funny?
He was clean.
You think it would be funny?
I don't know, man.
Martin's classic. That's what, ninth classic.
Martin,
it depends
exactly.
On who he has involved with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he get these young black cats that are really out here with this comedy shit, like, if he gets them and put it together with them, I think it could be funny. If they can just keep it as authentic as possible. Get Bruhman back. Where Bruhman at?
Yeah, yeah. But all the
man, Martin
started
funny.
With Martin too.
Is niggas gonna talk shit about Martin in this day and age about being Shanae?
Oh,
they all
do
did
all,
that though. Jamie, Living Color.
Saying, right,
you know
what
I'm saying? But now it's all
when
like
do
the
all that
emasculation
shit?
Of the black man. You know what I'm saying? Is he gonna be Shanae? Is there a Martin without Shanae? No.
Gotta have Shanae. Is he still gonna be living? No, they're bringing back the original characters.
Okay, so
Shanae definitely gotta be there.
Yeah, no, they're not bringing. It's the original cast,
Cole,
right?
All them guys is good. I'll fuck with it. I'm gonna watch it on top.
Definitely, Martin's hilarious.
Damn it, Gina! Now I'm mad. You don't get it, dude. This is childish, Gina. That's all right. You gonna leave, right? I'm a man, Gina. I'm a B.I. Right. This is childish. I want you out. I don't even know why you still here. Step. You won, baby.
I won?
You won, damn.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch on the stream.
Especially for how long they kept their consistency, you know what I'm saying? Martin's that one.
I mean, Martin's hilarious. I would definitely like to see Gina's husband, though, Dwayne Martin, bring his fine ass on. Martin, bring him on. Anyways.
That nigga Wayne.
So that would be cool. But there was that whole sexual harassment thing, too. Mm-hmm. So hopefully she's like, okay.
So she was like, nigga, let's get this checked, whatever. Just don't touch me.
Right.
Was
no kissing scenes.
Damn. But it was over 20 years ago, so.
Hey. Hey.
Sports.
My Sports. LeVar Ball is now the head coach of Melo and Jello's Lithuanian basketball team.
Melo and Jello. That sounds super suspect. Go.
LaMelo and LiAngelo.
Thanks.
Melo and Jello.
But he's first took like a little head coach, assistant coach position.
Right.
And now he just fully took over the squad. He had his first like team moment posted on Bleacher Report, and he was like, go kick some ass or some shit. He didn't really say nothing like intricate as a head coach. But LeVar's still doing big things, apparently.
Definitely.
Still branding himself.
The goal, dog.
I mean, fuck it. Why not? He's just out there
running Lithuania, bro. That's how you want to fuck with niggas like that. And he's just out there. Like, he's really branching.
For real. Somebody from the hood, though.
You know what I'm saying? He's really branching niggas and Lithuanians right now. It's good. Take your vacation, Lithuania. You're good. Oh, you know LeVar Ball? Oh, yeah, I know. That's my nigga.
Right.
Yeah, Big B's Big Baller Barry.
But
very presidential.
Is he smart for coaching his sons? Do you think he's smart for doing this?
I think he puts a lot of pressure on his sons by the things that he does, you know what I'm saying, the antics, but he's a great businessman, you know what I'm saying? He brings a lot to the family, though, like a lot of exposure and stuff. So,
I mean, they're young. They're young, or the youngest one is, so that's cool he's out there.
They seem to handle it, though. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
So I think that's cool that he's out there.
Lonzo said he'd been the same way before the cameras.
They know that, nigga. They fuck with it. I don't think they're worried about it.
Yeah, they're successful, you know what I'm saying? They made it to college, you know what I'm saying? They ain't getting in no trouble. You can't be mad or doing this hooping and, you know, trying to make
except
a play.
Except for the nigga stealing in Hong Kong. You gonna blemish the record, nigga. Like, damn, we fighting for you niggas. You gonna
Come on, man. You gonna wait till you're 20 to do something? Wait till you get to UCLA? Come on, babe. At the Louis store, at all things. You tripping.
So, Jemele Hill leaves SportsCenter for good. I'm not sure if she was pushed out or she just quit. But after countless times of being suspended for being an outspoken person and speaking her mind on social media, she has finally left. And she's now joining ESPN's The Undefeated. So she's still with ESPN, but she's just leaving SportsCenter.
And they're taking her away from the center of attention.
I feel like she should have went to Fox then. Like, if you're going to leave, just shake the whole...
The whole corporation.
Because it's not SportsCenter that's suspending you. It's ESPN.
Come on. But you know, SportsCenter is the biggest platform on ESPN.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That shit ran 12, 16 hours a day.
So
they're like pretty much get her off of the main show.
Yeah, she had prime
time. You don't watch that other shit that you're doing. Exactly.
Yeah. They put her in the back of the
papers. But it was her choice, is what she says on Twitter, that she chose to leave.
I like this show, though.
Man, me too.
They had the movie references and shit.
Come on, they had a good chemistry show for sure.
Always trying to shut a black woman up.
Man, free Jemele Hill. Put her back on SportsCenter prime time, man.
Blake Griffin traded to the Pistons. The Pistons got absolutely bopped over the head by the Clippers, bro. They gave these niggas Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley, two draft picks, nigga. Who else did they get? Barring Mojanovic, that big, tall, ugly nigga, but that nigga's big as shit. The Clippers got Bryce Johnson and Willie Reed. Or Clippers gave Bryce Johnson and Willie Reed with Griffin. They bopped them niggas over the head.
No, Blake's sad.
Blake is sad.
He gonna have no more Kia commercial. He might have to do some for General Motors now.
You gonna have an 8 mile adaption yeah, cool, commercial. Yeah. You gonna do a commercial with Eminem or some shit.
Maybe you need to change the scenery, goddammit. California is too
Hollywood.
Yeah, him too cozy German. For you, motherfucker.
The Pistons Hollywood. Just beat the Cavs last night without them, though.
Boo. Pistons are bum.
Yeah. Well.
That's sports.
Music.
So I'm picking this song from Brass Tracks called Brownstone. It's one of the songs I really fuck with right now. Don't you worry, I'll come back to your brownstone. Whatever we made it, with every daydream, I'll come back. Don't you worry, I'll come back to your brownstone.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Nice to meet you, to meet you nice. I've been waiting for this moment each day of my life. And I got an appetite cause you flavor nice. I ain't gonna lie, you're gaining size. Oh, that's maybe what the screen does to you, I guess. Cause I can't help but notice that you're taller in the flesh. Oh, your shape is right. I've been running around in circles just trying to straighten mine. Hey, cause I'm eternally indebted. Probably cause you're real expensive. I just had to let you know that I don't care for the election. You're stealing my affection. How am I gonna let you go? I hope the rent goes south. Got 10 toes down. That's why I got for you in my soul. You don't accept my pounds. When snow comes round, I'll be in the front row. Whatever it may be, whatever it may seem, whatever it may
be. Yeah. But yeah, that's Brownstone by Brass Tracks. That's that shit, boy. Hear them instruments. That's real music right
come
there.
Come on.
Definitely playing something a little bit less spiritual.
That's all I listen to, man. I listen to music for the soul, man.
And it's an empowerment.
Me too. You raised me right. So when I saw you shine the first time I cried. I feel like we both can't just be off that. You're funny right now. You're funny.
Turn it up. Let that shit play. She's trying to find something.
Hey. I hope you don't mind if I take a bite. You never sleep. You should change design. It's never been harder to wave goodbye. But I'll see you later. I'm taking.
So I have Live Up to My Name by. See?
Baka.
Baka, not nice. Live up to my name. Shoot my pistol at the range. That way when I'm tipsy, I still know I got my aim. AKA, it's not nice and it's not a fucking game. Yeah, yeah. You and I were not the same. Posted like you, Baka, got your wifey running brains. She was there with boy to keep my front door off the frame. She said I look like Usher when I'm trapping in the rain. Trap, trap. Trapping in the rain. She said I look like Usher when I'm trapping in the rain. Just know I'm a shooter first and rapping's not my thing. AKA it's not nice and I live up to my. Hiding the racks. I don't pay tax, 12 on my back. My driver caddy around but I never lack. Bucking up with this shit so yeah, who's telling you that? I went to jail the day they released my name black. When I came out, Timberlake was bringing sexy back. Facts, nigga, facts. I fell in love with my strap. Name us a million, cause I want a million to stack. Yeah, yeah. Don't run into that. You niggas move like the cops. Don't make me pepper your block. All the window while the whip's moving. That's all right.
Yo, it's good.
Hey, bro. Emergency, bro. I need you to run me to the mall. I need to get a fit to get fresh for this party later.
Man, I got you. Where the party at?
Man, the party's in the hood. Shorty done this little bash. It's going down, man.
Oh, okay. So you trying to get real fly tonight.
Off top, you know, I'm trying to get fresh. Man, I got like 10 in the petrol if you need it, bro. Just let me
know.
Okay,
okay, okay. Okay, I could take you to the mall or I could take you to get some of that oil.
Some of that oil?
Yeah, it's something new. But
in
it's
Australia?
The,
what you talking about?
Nah, man. It's the fly stuff out right now in Seattle.
Okay, okay.
The official you.
It's something like an order and it's gonna come right to me?
Yeah, man, they got something for the big fellas.
All
right,
cool. You know I'm hefty. You know? Yeah, I'm trying to lose, though, but shit, let's get the Oi then. Let's get it.
Oi Brand. Shop the collection at oibrand.com and follow all social media handles at OYBRAND. Oy. Today, joining us, we have world championship gold medalist Mike Berry with us. Woo-hoo. Hey.
Fuck is up, Mike?
Yeah.
What a great name that you possess. It's powerful.
Come on,
surrounded
the greats.
By Michaels.
Name that, you feel me, brings on success and good karma and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Michael was an angel.
So was the devil. So, you're from Seattle.
For sure.
I feel like
sure.
It's my first time meeting you.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Okay. You're younger than me, though.
Yeah, we know the same people, yeah. though. You know, yeah.
Right.
This
exactly.
town.
You went to beach, boo.
Yeah, beach, south,
beach
and in
head.
The building. Come on. You know.
Beach. Went to Cleveland. So.
Beach, we on the map, man. We put a lot of. We're putting a lot of young people in them colleges, and they're making something of themselves right now. Yeah. So, you know, shout out to them.
I should have went to the beach. I didn't have the nice clothes to go to the beach.
Oh, my God.
It was a statement there. I heard
the same outfits in different combinations every week. I'm not going to the beach.
You have to have a different pair of jeans every day of the week.
I can't.
No lie. All right. For 2 weeks straight, at least you have to have a different pair of jeans. Or somebody's on you.
I got starter T-Mac jerseys and shit. Come on, man. I ain't going to the beach.
Authentic Sully.
Cleveland, man. We good.
See? Yeah.
Still got cloud a little bit. But.
That's
I'm
it.
Done with this conversation. So at Beach, what'd you do as far as, you have any state titles?
Yeah, I won state ever since sophomore year, so I got like...
Yeah, you know.
Six, seven. I was nice. I was that man in high school,
you know,
man. In the 400 sophomore junior, I won. And then my senior year, I won a 200 and a 400. So, we got a couple of those.
Was you always the fastest nigga on the block? Like, just from as a kid, you was just the nigga that, oh, Mike Berry, he's the fastest one. I'm picking him on my team.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. That's how it went. But I always play heck of sports, though. I started out playing football and basketball. I won state with Beach and 08 and Hoop. So I just always play sports just to keep me into something. Every year, I just want to do something, you know what I'm saying? Test my talent, so...
Did you ever run faster? You know, when you was a kid, you run faster with your shoes off.
Oh, yeah, that was my shit. Yeah. Nice to be barefoot running, man. Definitely.
I was a fast kid because I was skinny when I was a kid, so I was a hella fast kid. I
should have take off your shoes.
I didn't have nobody put me in the dressing.
Yeah, I'd that's
been
all
the
though.
Titles from you for you. Huh?
Yeah, but I really started running just to get faster for other sports,
right.
And then
just made it
faster. Yep, I just started excelling. Started excelling at it more, and then, you know, track's cool. You get to travel a lot, you know what I'm saying?
With
a lot of women.
You run the lot of women.
You know. I bet. Looking right, too.
And then you went to Oregon.
Yes, for sure.
And what did you do out there? Did you do anything cool out there?
Yeah, I got my degree in FHS, which is a form of psychology.
Nice.
So I was working with, like, at-risk youth out there. I had, like, a men's group. And then... from near,
that's
signed
Eugene,
in.
Right?
Yeah, Eugene.
I ran on that track.
Yeah.
The Olympics.
Hayward Field, for sure. That's the, okay. Junior Olympics.
Junior
I see
Olympics,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Oregon's lit, though. Shout out to Portland, too. But Eugene was cool, though. I stayed there for 4 years and, you know what I'm saying, did it the right way. So,
Oregon's
hella. Yes. Hey, it was cool.
My older brother went to Portland State, so yeah.
Different
out there.
Yeah, for sure. Portland's cool, though. They're more like Seattle, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like a
like
little...
Tacoma.
Yeah, little, exactly. Their blocks look just like Tacoma.
Dead ass.
Exactly.
That's real.
Shout out to my Portland man, though, for sure.
And your events are what?
I run the 400 and also the 200.
If you can run the 4, that's
so
like the greatest.
The
so the 400 is all the way around. It's like a full sprint.
Yeah.
The whole lap.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can run that fucking race, you're, yeah.
It's the man's race, I ain't even gonna lie. Like,
all the way around? Yeah.
Because it's gonna hurt regardless.
You're a beast.
No, definitely.
It's gonna hurt regardless.
I
know.
Hard race.
Like, go to the meet, like, we're gonna kill this. You feel me? We gotta get it. It's the dog race.
Yeah, that's a, that's the one of my favorite sports to watch. And then the 4x1.
Do you know what your top speed is at?
No, I haven't done that yet. But right now, I know what's up there. For sure. Like,
and you guys won
championship shit for
the
sure.
The gold medal was in the 4x4.
Yep, I got
that's a crazy
two gold medals in the 4x4. I have a world record in the distance medley relay for indoors. So the 4x4 is a
it's a relay.
We all run one lap. Four
and
people.
They hand off.
Oh, okay.
And we hand off. So that's more of a team thing.
So you
that's
know, the 4x1 though is when they do a lap around, but everyone you have the
certain spots.
Right. Exactly. Right. They do the curve and the straightaways and the anchors. So the fastest is usually the fourth. Like, but so they run. They do the 4x4, but it's four
laps, and then they go.
Right.
Y'all some beasts, bro.
So it's a mile. So the relay's a mile, basically.
Yeah.
Y'all, okay, so y'all win.
Yeah, we horses, man. We quarter mile horses, man.
That's crazy. That's so exciting.
That's dope, dog.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
damn. Your legs be moving like, nigga, what the fuck?
How long have you been running?
So I was running in like middle school and everything. I really took it serious probably about like sophomore year. And then from there, it just started excelling.
So once you started taking it seriously, because you said that you've been winning state titles.
Yeah. So freshman year, I didn't take it serious. Okay. You know, I was just playing, you feel me? I just did it because, you know, the girls was doing it. So I'm going to, you know, go out there, you feel me, see some pretty girls. And
track
it was cool.
Nice. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I went out there. And it's a man sport. Like, it's an individual. You got to push yourself.
Yeah. It's a team sport. It can be a team sport, but it's an individual
but it's you.
Sport. Yeah.
Out there, nobody, ain't nothing like losing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can't blame nobody but yourself. So it's just like, you got to be disciplined at the same time. You know what I'm saying? You can't be like, oh, he didn't pass me the ball. Oh, he missed a field goal. Oh, none of that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to put your work in. If I don't want to practice, I don't have, you know, it's on me. But at the end of the day, I'm representing myself out there.
Right.
So everybody always want to, you know, even when I get third, I'm like, ah. So now I'm representing the town too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't give us no respect, you know, from being out way out here. So
yeah,
I always try to come out and definitely represent.
So you're 26. How long can you run for? Like, how long do people run for?
Well, the world champion right now in 100, he's 35 years old.
Wow.
His name is Justin Gatlin.
Wow.
Yeah. So really, too, if you take care of your body to as long as, you know what I'm saying, you can. You got to keep
that
up with the
so
young
cool.
bucks. But the more experienced you are, the better it is, too, because then you get stronger. You know what I'm saying? And you have a lot of more knowledge, too.
How fast can you run a mile?
A mile.
I don't know, man. I don't like running long
time.
Like
running long times. You get, got that burst.
That's
you
it. I'm done. I don't even like doing two laps. You know what I'm saying? So
that
I can do two laps probably like a minute 50. I can do two laps.
So your fastest in the 200 is what? What's the fastest you ever run in the 200?
20.6.
What's the world record right now?
The world record in the 200 is... always keep some shooters on standby. 19-1. You fucking with a
savage. Right up there.
I would have been like 19-1. 5-7.
No. I'm going to say it's 5-7. I'll slap.
But in the 400. I ran 43 seconds in one lap.
And the world record is?
42.
Can't trust these bitches.
1 second. The record is 43-0. So basically, you have to run 42 seconds to get the world record now in the 400.
Right. And you're 43.
Yeah, I'm 43. So we're shooting for phase 42.
Phase 42.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
You fast.
I love track.
That shit is crazy. You like putting it in perspective for me though, like.
Mm-hmm. And I get to travel, so it's like, I've been to South Korea, I've been to Austria, I've been to Budapest, I've been to Paris, I've been to Spain, I've been to Canada.
All for track.
All for track.
That's dope.
All from running a lap.
Running a lap.
Proudest track moment. What was your proudest track moment?
Getting a gold medal. Getting to go, I was like the most of the
time. Did you cry?
No, I didn't even cry. It was just like, It just is unreal. Like, just going to a stadium running, like, front of 75,000, like, dang. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just unreal.
That's so exciting.
You know?
My heart would be like...
And that's why I ran so fast, because it's like, you don't want to let... You don't want to be the one to let the team down, you know what I'm saying? So, it gets exciting, you know what I'm saying?
Over your legs. I feel like at one point, I would trip over my legs and just...
Oh, my God.
Whole track. My new name is Scarface on the field, because I just got the...
What's wrong with you?
Hey, man, I ain't going to lie. I didn't feel on the track before doing some drills and trying to stop myself and... That's what be happening when you try to stop. Mm-hmm. When you're running fast and you try to stop abruptly, it's over.
You're gonna, you gotta phase out.
Yeah.
Nigga run a whole extra half a lap trying to slow down. Shit, man. Damn.
How many track records have you broke? Like, have you ever broke a record?
Yeah, yeah. So I got the record at Oregon. I got the 400 record. I got the indoor 200 record. I have the indoor 400 record. I have the distance. So I have like 5 records at the University of Oregon. And then I won a national championship my senior year. And
at Oregon?
Yeah, at the University of Oregon. That's like the D track school in what they call their called Tracktown USA up there. So it'd be real cool. I also got the distance medley indoor record for the U.S. So I got that right after I got out of college.
And you still, is it still?
Yeah,
still?
Yeah, I'm still on it. So.
This nigga. This is a cool nigga right here.
Yeah, man, we're trying to eat.
So excited. So who's your favorite sprinter of all time?
Michael Johnson, I'll say.
Oh, Michael Johnson.
Mike Johnson.
You know, he's
I'll
a
say
hog.
Flo-Jo.
Good start. Florence Griffith Joyner already closing the stagger on Grace Jackson. That is her first goal. And here she comes. She'll pick it up as she turns down the straight. She's going after another record. Gwen Torrence is running fairly well outside, but this race belongs to Florence Griffith Joyner. 21:33.
She's the most trendsetting
woman.
She got the nails. She's the most trendsetting one with one leg out. Come on, she's swaggy. And she's beautiful, so you know. RIP, Flo-Jo, for sure.
Yeah, Michael Johnson.
But my favorite athlete is LeBron. No, I'm a LeBron fan.
Nice, me too. Fuck you. Yeah. And fuck you. And fuck Duke. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, LBJ, man, the king.
He's that nigga.
No, he does this every time. No, in person, this nigga's so cool about LeBron.
It's just well documented. Like, I don't fuck with LeBron.
I hate you do that.
On the court, I don't fuck with LeBron. I don't fuck with him.
On but air, he be like, I'm rep. Nope. Anywhere,
I'll say it online too. But anywhere else off the court, a humanitarian, I fuck with his commercials. And he's like, fuck with commercials.
He's a humanitarian.
He's hella funny. All of that. I fuck with Brian, but
on the court,
I don't fuck with him.
Ooh.
But I got respect for
his game. Okay, yeah, okay,
but
sure.
Not.
But I don't fuck with him. What's your motive? Because you can't do nothing but respect because you do it. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about you respect his game, not just him off the court. Instagram got you. You only respect him off court.
I respect him off court, but I'm saying.
Off
do you respect
court?
Him on court?
Partially. I respect his greatness,
like basketball?
But I don't. Some of the shit I just don't fuck
do
with.
Do you like basketball? Nah.
You know, all right, so just being an athlete, you gotta respect LeBron just because of consistency.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But everybody can do things one time, two times, you know what I'm saying?
He's gonna retire with like 20,000 assists, 20,000, every night. 8,000.
And he just put that work in, you know what I'm saying? Being the number one draft pick.
I just don't fuck with him.
Always being that top dog, everybody guns at you.
But you don't respect what he did.
I was a Brown fan up until he left Cleveland. I was like, this nigga, whatever. Okay. I was like, bro, come on, man.
A lot of Kobe fans don't like Brown.
But I was fucking, because I was fucking with Brown from high school, the morning the game movie, nigga.
You put high school basketball on the map.
If you would have left and lost, you would have still fucked with him, though. It's just because he won.
He did lose. He did leave and lose. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying he left and got two.
But he left and lost first. I'm saying.
I'm saying if his career out there would have been, if he would have lost and nothing would have happened, you would have liked him being a loser?
No, he lost. I mean, he ended up winning.
He lost again.
He got two out of there for sure.
Yeah, so it was definitely a good move.
You left.
There's niggas that'll leave and not do
you
shit.
You left and then you lost.
Whatever team in the NBA LeBron beats on goes to this shit.
I hope you don't come to the Lakers. Please do not go to the Lakers, bro.
Please don't go there. Lakers.
Yeah, we don't want to go there anyway. We're going to take our talent somewhere else.
We're going to be appreciated. He better not go to the Lakers.
He should go to the Trailblazers.
Yeah, that would be nice, but he don't want to be in the PNW.
If he went to the Blazers and fucked with Damon and CJ, that would be
nice. Nike's already going to build him a statue in Portland.
I might move.
I'm gonna see LeBron.
I might move to Portland for a season.
LeBron and D. Willard would be nice though.
That'd be nasty.
You'd be so close.
Yeah, man.
Come on, podcast. I'm getting him on the podcast if he was a Blazers.
He'll come too. He'll fucking come. Okay.
Anyways.
You got any track rivals, like anybody you went up against? All of them. I want all of them. I'm gonna for all their heads.
You feel me?
Anybody beat you that you beat the next time?
Yeah.
It goes around, comes around. You be talking shit?
Yeah, they know what's up.
Yeah.
I'm a competitor at the end of the day, and I know they're not better. You know what I'm saying? And I know they're not better than me. So when I lose to them, it's just irritating. Because I know I put more work than them. You know what I'm saying? And I'm more talented than them. So it just be like, I had a lot of success early. So I never got comfortable with losing. You know what I'm saying? Ever. So that'd be the only thing. It's like, that's what constantly puts that work in, because you know what I'm saying?
I know that loser finish.
What? Like, I'd rather not lose than win, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'll put it in that perspective.
Right.
I'd rather not lose than win. You feel me?
Shit.
Fuck that.
I'm not losing.
You were talking about Bugatti earlier. What is that?
Like, I like to call myself Bugatti because I feel like I'm the fastest, most exotic thing on the track. You know what I'm saying? You got Ferrari, you got Lamborghini, then you got a Bugatti. You know what I'm saying? You just can't go lease that. You gotta come with that cash. You know what I'm saying? That's upper echelon. You feel me? You can't go to the gas station and get 93. That's jet fuel.
Okay.
That's me.
I thought you were like a rapper or something. I thought that was like your rapper.
I'm not a rapper, but I got a lot of flavor though.
I got a lot of flavor.
You know, last name is Barry, so I got the juice. You know. I got some drip.
Yeah.
No,
that's what I was like. So what is that? No, that's cool. That makes sense.
Yeah, nah. But shout out to everybody in the town that's rapping, though. You know what I'm saying?
Who are some of your favorite local artists? Want to shout them out because that's what
I like my boy. I like Kerry Stacks. I like what he's doing.
He's supposed to send me a song to get on.
I like what Nas is doing. The mini market mafia is doing, just the whole little South End. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to come up right now. The CD's guys been doing their thing too, though. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's been stepping in that rap lane, and you feel me? I'm definitely seeing the talent. I feel like if everybody will come together, we'll go a lot further. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like we got a lot of talented producers in the CD, a lot of talented artists in the South, and a lot of talented engineers, different, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just like, but everybody's so different places, you know what I'm saying?
We have a Mac and Nelly mixtape coming out.
Yeah.
And Kerry Stacks is on my side. We have a Mac side and Nelly side, and he's one of my artists.
No, for sure.
That I chose. And we'll be coming out with that soon. We're working on that with local producers and engineers. So that'll be cool. So hopefully that'll, you know, help with that.
Couple little people who tried Dip and Dab, Lavish Rich. He's a little local artist out of here. He just kind of started out. So,
send your guys' songs to us so we can listen, because there's so much music out there and, you know, we can't know everyone.
Yeah, just like you guys put me on to the girl, the Gift of Gab. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, she got gas, you know. Definitely made me check her out. So, now this is definitely a platform, you know what I'm saying, for people to come out here and, you know, We got M Dot too. You feel me? He's a Tacoma.
South,
you know what I'm saying? He kind of bridged the gap between like the Bay and Kansas City. So you know, I got shout out to him too.
Right.
K1. Yeah, K1's he's older.
Okay.
He's an older artist. But yeah, man, I just think we need some more videographers out. We need just more push. Just more, you know what I'm saying? More of this.
More content.
Niggas gotta stop trying more to tax these
keep throwing content out there and keep...
And work
throwing.
With their budgets.
And doing the same thing, man. Shit. We're players, too. I mean, we got some gangsters out here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we're players, you know what I'm saying? We know how to have a good time. We know how to party. We know how to turn up. You know what I'm saying? There just ain't one side to this. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Macklemore shows his side. That's the town, too. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Broadway, all that. You feel me? The hippies and... You know what I'm saying? The thrift store shopping and all that, you feel me? But, you know, I feel like a lot of us try to be, like, the Bay Area or right. something. We got our own light, you feel me? Yeah, we got our own shine, you know
smoking
what I'm saying?
Backwoods and shit.
You know? So we got our own tree. You know what I'm saying? We're one of the town. That's what we're known for, too, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just feel like people need to just be more original, you know what I'm saying? Put more visuals out, because I live out of town too, so they be trying to see visuals. I can't really just be like, go check
this out.
Oh yeah, shout out to Royce too. You feel me? Choice, you know what I'm saying? 100, so.
That nigga's next door.
Come on, shout out to bro. You feel me?
Right now?
Right now.
That's funny.
Door.
Come on.
He let me in the building.
Come on, shout out to bro. He's doing his thing. He's really doing his thing at a high level. It's just he don't be in the town a lot, so people forget to, you know what I'm saying? Mention him, but he's definitely
that's
one of the pioneers, you know what I'm saying, in this. He got a lot of flavor.
What's going on with you now? What's next for you?
So this week I got a meet in New York. Check me out, NBC Channel 5. I'm gonna be in there running the mail rolls. I'm gonna run the 400. It's gonna be my first 40 year, so like my first real run for like in 7 months.
Yeah.
So I took a little time off and got my stuff right, you know what I'm saying? Start working with a new coaching staff and a new management and everything. Shout out to my boy Corey, been getting me right, and everybody who's just been helping out in the way. You feel me? My Seattle coaches and out there in Florida also. So
yeah.
100.
Nice.
Yeah. Channel 5, NBC, check
When's
me out.
The next? When's the next, yeah, you need to watch a race.
I'm going to watch this shit. Channel 5, let me see on Wednesday.
Yep, Saturday.
All right. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to turn the 2K off.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch my nigga run.
When's the next Olympics?
2020.
Yeah, what is it? It's 2018. That's weird.
Man, we got next year, we got Doha World Championships. So this is how track works.
Okay.
Every 2 years, there's a world championships. Every 4 years, there's an Olympics. Mm-hmm. So, 11, 13 and stuff, I usually make world championships team. Mm-hmm. I missed out on the Olympics in 16. And then last year, I had like a little injury. So, I kind of took the season off a little bit. So, this year, I'm regrouping back for indoor season, which we have world indoors this year. That's like the indoor championships. So, this season right now is indoor season. We run inside.
Okay.
When the spring starts, we run outdoors.
Indoor tracks preference?
Are. Yeah, everybody want to run outside just because if the tracks are the same. Indoors, all the tracks kind of be different. You got some that's like 200 meter banked. It's like it's like roller derby.
Yeah.
That's what indoors is kind of like. Like when you get to a certain point, we all got to run in one lane.
Yeah.
It's like falling behind the leader.
Yeah.
Type thing. So, you know, you'd rather showcase your skills outdoors, but it's just cool to, you know, stay in shape and kind of just get that thing. You know, they got some nice little prize money and stuff like that. So, you know, you can go get that back.
Yep.
And then, so that's this year is just the indoor world championships. And then next year will be world championships, and that's in Doha. And, That's the team I'm definitely gonna get on, you know, get that world championship medal again. We need that back. They just lost this year the 4x4 gold medal. We had it all the time, and they just lost it this year. Yeah. Unfortunately, I wasn't there.
Right.
So we're gonna go get that back in 19, and then 2020, you're gonna see me out there in the Olympics.
Nice. And where's the Olympics? Do they announce it?
Yes, Tokyo. Come on, it's lit out there, man. They had Beijing. We're gonna be out there in Tokyo 2020, representing 206. For sure, for sure.
Exciting, cool. We're gonna play some games now.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
We're gonna do Fuck, Marry, Kill. All
right.
Rihanna, SZA, Ashanti.
Fuck Rihanna. Marry Ashanti. Kill SZA. Unfortunately.
Sing to you first.
Come on.
Whitney Houston, Tyra Banks, Janet Jackson.
Mary Janet. Kill.
Whitney's already dead.
Yeah. Whitney's already gone. So Whitney, you gotta go again. Unfortunately, you know, and it's Tyra. And Tyra Banks can get it. The first Super. Oh yeah, she can get it. Young thing.
But you could fuck the young Whitney, you know. Look
at still.
Tyra. She got a little more sex appeal.
Big, young Tyra had a big she did, alien
no,
head.
She did got a big alien head, but she just had a little more sex appeal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
Whitney's older, too. That was kind of stupid. She's already dead. Okay. Oh, gosh. Oh, Lord. Whoopi Goldberg. You don't got him. Sorry. Whoopi Goldberg. Wendy Williams. Cheryl Underwood.
Alright, Whoopi's dead.
Damn, shit.
Damn, Whoopi,
Wendy.
You don't kill Whoopi?
Yeah,
well,
Whoopi,
yeah, I mean, this Whoopi is a hard one. Go ahead. I'm
gonna
let you go.
And then, who got more bread?
Right.
Come on.
Whoopi.
Whoopi.
I think Cheryl got some bread too, though. Some in the cut. You feel me?
Cheryl. Underwood.
Wendy Williams might be Wendell, though.
Exactly, so.
Sure, ooh, is
that's James.
Wendell yeah. Williams.
Yeah, I got to do it back. Wendy got to go.
Yeah.
She got to die. There we go. Wendy got to go. Whoopi can give, yes, our wife.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Our wife. And then.
Got to
push.
Yeah. You know, for the bag. She got a little bag. I'll get some of that Wesley money. I'm cool. That was a mess one, though.
Yeah, that was tough. Would you rather always have sweaty hands or sweaty feet?
Both, I guess, because my hands already sweat. Shit, or no. So man, that's me for life. That's just me for life. I'm stuck.
So like sweaty Chuck. Hands. You don't want both. Don't choose both.
Nah, I guess sweaty hands, man. For life. But damn, I always gotta. You shake more people's hands than you know what I'm saying.
Give me some baby powder.
You can't have sweaty feet, can you?
Yeah, I mean, but yeah.
What if they be stinking?
Yeah.
Like,
nah, that's what, come on, man. You gotta groom yourself. You can't keep your feet, you know what I'm saying? You gotta keep, you know, fresh sailing socks. You gotta keep your feet groomed and nice, you know?
Yeah, wear three socks.
Come on, man. I'm gonna track. My feet's the most important, so I gotta get those.
Would you rather grow braids that can't be cut? I cannot.
Grow braids that can be
or go bald and can never grow hair again.
I'm banging. I'm long hair. Come on, babe. Yeah.
No one wants to be bald.
Yeah, long hair, babe.
So his hair is going to grow
all the way down to my
braids.
Yeah, I'm going to be Wayne.
Yes.
I'm going to have the same braids in for life.
You're not
going to be twisted or nothing.
So you're just going to have everlasting braids.
Oh my gosh.
Can't see none of the parts.
Would you rather have a 1-minute conversation with your past self or your future self?
Future. Yeah, that's quick.
Would you rather give up internet for 5 years or your sight for 6 months?
For my sight?
For 6 months.
Internet for 5 years. I need my sight, man. I need my vision. I can be good without the internet. I lived without it before.
It's really just depending on what you do.
I don't know how I do.
You got people for that. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you rather marry someone you hate and be filthy rich or marry someone you love and be forever poor?
Dang, man.
winning team.
Yeah, I guess the filthy rich, because I can still go on the side and mess with somebody really. You know what I'm saying? Just be like, hey, this is the situation. You know what I'm saying? If you understand it, you understand. If you don't,
you my whole you
feel
me?
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So that's how I think I got to handle that. You feel me? Because I can't be broke. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be stressed out. And it's going to, you know? We can only do so much. We broke, baby. I'm sorry.
I'm broke, baby. I ain't got no money.
Bullshit. I see you shining, nigga.
Thank you.
No.
You got no money.
You know, niggas don't even want to have sex when they, you know, ain't got no money.
Right. It's no fun.
Ain't no affection.
Fuck love. Would you rather have a runny nose for the rest of your life or piss on yourself once a week? For the rest of your life.
Pissing myself once a week. I can't do the runny nose for the rest of my life. That's annoying, bro.
Thank like, you.
I gotta.
You wiping it with
you know, if that's the case, you're gonna be drinking hella water. Make sure that is just watered in. You feel me?
Like, how
you
gonna, often is it just running? Is it just like random sometimes, or is it just
no, all
leaking? Is it just you wipe leak, wipe leak? I'm like off myself.
Yeah, see that.
Fuck. My nose won't start running. Fuck this shit.
They turned that shit up over there.
Would you rather have a hickey anytime someone kissed your neck or give a hickey anytime you kiss someone's neck? What? Obviously.
Oh, yeah, give it.
When you give it.
No evidence, like, no trace.
Shit, I don't want to be giving motherfuckers hickeys.
Oh, Nelly gave me that.
You walk around who did that, huh? With that signature, it's like a tap.
Fuck, I know. I ain't kissing no neck. It just says neck. It don't say. No. Would you rather never use social media sites or apps again? Or never watch another movie or TV show again?
I can do away with the social media. I gotta do my movies, man. I'm a movie buff.
Okay. Name one thing. What's the first thing you do when you wake up and your girl is holding your phone? Did a lap, but we throw the money
up. We throw the money up. Give her that look. Like, what?
You know it's no running. That what is gonna crush her soul
you
for
know.
A second.
Oh,
shit. Name one thing you lied to your ex about.
Girls.
Girl. Name one thing you can't stand somebody does during attract me. Double dutching bitches jumping us.
Bagging up in front of my little brother. I ain't wanna do that shit in front of him. Niggas tell me that I'm going up. Run slow.
Nigga, run!
For real. Taking up the whole track meet.
Told this nigga. Go to bed last night. This nigga was getting late.
Name one thing you add to every meal.
Salt.
Name one thing you can't leave your house without.
Phone.
Name one thing you did in college that you regret.
Getting arrested.
Do you put your ketchup in the cupboard or the fridge?
I don't eat ketchup.
When you're making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, what's the percentage of jelly? What's the percentage of peanut butter?
I don't do peanut butter or jelly. Plain Jane.
How old were you when you knew you could physically beat up your mom? Take me to places I never
know. 12.
See? I have two kids. I want you 12-year-old fucks 12. To know right now. You're
middle
gonna
school,
have to really,
you know, middle yeah, school,
you're
you,
gonna have to
middle school's
really
when you,
see me.
But when you start changing classes, when you start changing classes,
see,
you're in the
and
field
I feel
now.
Like, I feel like you. See, I feel like that's what little kids think. But you didn't really fight your mom, so you wouldn't know, right?
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
But in your head, you were thinking that. And if you really try to fight your mama at 12,
it would have been more
pops.
It would have been more pops in the situation.
I just like to see what most dudes answer about that. That's about some dudes are real with themselves and say about 16.
Ain't nobody else gotta be around. For you to make it better now.
Your mama will beat your ass now to this day.
At 12, I was like 6'4".
But you're different. Yeah, exactly. That's crazy. Yeah, you're different.
Young monster.
I used to get movies. I used to have to fake cry.
You're different. No, you're
different.
She used
to leave the room, I'd be like, shit, man.
See, my mom started picking up shit on my older brother early. Like, I'm not going to whip you. I'm going to beat your ass with this chair. Like,
see, that making person like not want to do nothing, though. Not want to get in trouble again.
I ran away. I was emotional. I ran away.
That's okay. You probably get in trouble once a month.
What, the mega punches?
You know, when you start getting knocked out and stuff, you know,
the
trouble starts sparingly decreasing, you know what I'm saying?
You're not from Seattle if you've never tried or went to.
Thank you every day for.
Thank you for coming on.
So, thanks for having me.
Did you have fun? Was it fun?
Yeah. Is everything I prayed for?
You know what I'm saying?
When the weight of the world is on my
shit. That shit,
for sure, bro.
So my pet peeve of the episode is, it's annoying enough when you have to do this shit at baby showers, opening every gift. Stop fucking doing it at your kids' birthday parties. What the fuck is that about? It's annoying as shit. We don't care what your 10-year-old fucking child got.
Wait.
At a party.
Opening every gift.
Bitches do that. Like, I'm sick of it. I'm not sitting here watching this shit.
So what, you want to open, like, the highlighted, the, like...
Don't open shit. I don't give a fuck what this bitch got. She can open it up at fucking home. I'm not sitting around watching this shit. That's my personal pet peeve. I don't give a fuck if no one feels me. I'm gonna stop going to fucking parties.
Some cake and you about it,
and I'm mostly a money. Go to the little kid. Here's some money. I'm that auntie.
Let me get the fuck up out of here. You finished our opening gifts. I'm seeing you.
Why do you guys do that? I don't remember doing that shit. And I've never put anyone through it at my kids' party. So I would appreciate. Same respect.
People want to know what you get.
Exactly. Get the fuck out of here. You're going to see it on social media anyway because the motherfucker's just going to post a goddamn picture. Anyways, your turn.
Open one gift. Go about your fucking party.
Kids' parties. Stop inviting me to them. I don't want to go. There. Y'all got two. Go.
Ugly nigga. Guidelines. Ugly nigga guidelines. What's good? Mr. President. Hashtag MUU. Men United in Ugliness. The ugly nigga guideline for today is, don't be over thirsty, or, you know, don't be hyping these bitches up because you ugly. You overcomplimenting bitches. Sending a good morning text, good lunch text, good workout, beautiful text. Nigga,
because really, you're ugly, so your taste is probably trash and she's ugly. And so now, like, we have to, like, deal with these a little, like, hyped up ugly bitches. So just don't.
Thank you. If you like me, you be shooting for the stars. But what she said. But man, just boss up sometimes, man. Just be cool, man. Like, you don't gotta be the wear my hug nigga.
Wear my hug!
You don't gotta be that, dog. If the bitch gonna fuck with you, she gonna fuck with you.
Yeah, boss your life up, 2018.
Yeah, man.
Level up.
Level up, man.
Good one.
Thank you.
That was way better than last week's or last episode. Hey, if you didn't listen to the last episode, episode 10, go listen to his ugly nigga guideline from the last episode. It's hilarious. That's it.
Yeah, you had fun, didn't you?
Local music.
Local music.
So. last minute got my song. He sent the song in. Carrie Stacks.
Stacks.
So this is Stop Playing With Me by Carrie Stacks.
Stacks.
Chicken while I'm whipping up a quarter block. That's 9 zips in the 12 for a quick flip. She gotta pay me, she want any part of this dick. Yeah, I stay sticking to the cheat code. I was addicted to the street since a 12-year-old. My peers started dying, made me realize the world cold. But here I stand as a man on all 10 toes. I'm a motherfucking man, ho. Stop playing with me everywhere I go. In the rain, they ain't give a fuck about me when I wasn't having change. Little bitches come around, cause they want a little fame, but we corrupt their little minds and introduce them to the game. Now she getting it for daddy, but how long will it last? Smoking weed, sipping lean, while I think about my past shootouts and gang fights. That was almost every night. When I came up, it was active, never living right. High speed chases, trying to shake the prison life. If I had a choice, I would probably do the same twice.
That was Carrie Stacks. And his Instagram is at Carrie Stacks with a C. C-A-A-R-E-Y, Stacks.
Carrie Stacks.
Who you got?
So my local joint, I just seen this nigga at the YMCA the other day working out. This nigga Young Germs. He got a song called Mood. Check this out.
My life, I'm going all in. I pull up, step back, and ball. I'm on my Harden. Just beg my pardon. I'm just starting to see a problem. All these trends are steady revolving. Fucked around and got me started. Damn, this Belvy got me nauseous. Whole team full of bosses. Talking skinny Ricky Rosses. Unks, bitch, ain't no crosses. Bout my kings, I go DeMarcus. Queens, they walking brawlers. Who's my next fatality? I finish him. I'm feeling flawless. I done been around the corner. I done sat there on the block. I done seen your favorite rapper ghost riding for the cops. Middle finger to the ops. Hella hate up in your eyes. Lil' bitch, she hella thick. I catch the ass outside. She can chill if we can vibe. She love my slow flow. Phone full of pics, but she won't dare post a photo. Fake friends, fake love. Shit, that's how this game go. Money's all good, but shit'll never be the same, no.
Mood, you niggas acting like you got so much to prove, but couldn't walk in a real nigga shoes. We bout them dollars, baby, talking green and blue. Let's go and make this move. When I'm in my mood, you niggas acting like you got so much to prove, but couldn't walk in a real nigga shoes. We bout them dollars, baby, talking green and blue. Let's go and make this move. When I'm in my mood,
came back like TD Boy in his second chance. Top shelf.
That was that man, Young Germs.
I like that.
That was a dope joint.
This is a real Southend show.
That shit was
today.
That shit was hot. You can catch my man on Instagram, Germs underscore with that shit.
Gandhi?
Okay, so Germs underscore with underscore that underscore shit. My nigga Germs, I fuck with you, B. We gotta simplify the Instagram name. Word of advice.
But
JERMZ underscore WIT underscore THA underscore SHIT. Young Germs. But the song was hot, my nigga. But your Instagram name, not my nigga. We gotta
keep
get that right.
Sending in music to MacAnellyPodcast@gmail.com. Those were both submissions, so that's cool. Are we done? Oh, shit.
Reminder, February 16th, hosting a house party put on by the Sea Level. February 21st, I'm hosting P&B Rock with Lil Baby at the Soto Showbox. Come out to that.
I'm writing for Respect My Region now, so look out for my posts on respectmyregion.com. Shout out to them, because that's cool.
Look out for us on Juice Radio, too. We got an appearance coming up with Juice Radio, so we're gonna be on that.
Check out our episode, our interview on Black and City Podcast and on Glow Up Cast. We've done a couple of interviews.
Yeah. And I did more factual thoughts.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Shut up, my mans.
Somebody get me on by myself, please, so I can have my own interview. I would never.
Somebody get Nelly, because that's what
y'all
want.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyway. Well, thought of the day.
Thought of the day. You got a thought of the day, Mike? Anything you would like to tell the people?
Yeah, man. Always strive and prosper.
Always Strive and Prosper. That was real positive.
That was some authentic, from heartfelt shit, my nigga.
Shut up.
So when you make the Olympics, we gotta have you back.
What? Come on, man.
So we can say, we told you so, nigga. We was in there.
I'm a regular when y'all get on Revolt. And shit.
All that shit.
Yeah.
I don't think niggas is fucking with me. I don't like niggas. We'll see.
I'm gonna send you guys some slaps. Let's send you guys a playlist.
Yes, and slaps. Definitely send us some music. Hey, alright. Bye, niggas.
Bye. Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, MacAndnelly.
Yeah. It's your boy Mike B, aka Bugatti, and you just got done listening to the Macanelli podcast. You dig?